Start your day, the 28th, Rabbi Raphael Cope.
Shoshos, Avi Mayri, Chami Mayri, Choshev Tzibo. Let's speak about an inyan that everyone knows about, but not necessarily the applications are known. The sugi is about Koshel Shikra. So, there's a lot written about it. I'm not going to take responsibility for anything that I say that there's no other makarios to it. I'm just going to share with you what I've seen about it. So, we'll start with the first... So, the first question is kosher l'shikra, someone who does something that's kosher l'shikra, we'll get to that soon, is one actually over any issa? As we know, someone who does something specially to forget their learning, then they're going to be over an issa. Yishama l'cha pentishkach. The question is, if someone does something that's kosher l'shikra, is that included in the issa? So there's a famous Sefer Chassidim that quite a few of the poskim want to quote. And the Sefer Chassidim says as follows. He brings a story. Echad shal mechacham. Someone asked a chacham the following. Oma echavorim ochloi milachmi. Echavorim, mouse ate from my... A mice ate from my lechem, from my bread. Im uchal lechem el lechem. Can I eat from the bread? Oma, v'lama lo yisoichel. So he asked him, why shouldn't I eat from it? Oma lei, pen eshkach talmudai, I might forget my learning. V'ani nizem melechem mikol ma shemashkach talmud. And I am careful from eating anything that I may forget my learning. That's a new rover. Now I'm hungry. So what should I do? So Omale Achochem, the Chochem said back to him, Ein Choch Chayev Ad Sheyoshav Yesu Milibay. You're not Chayev until you sit and you actually remove the Torah from your lave. So they want to bring a raya from here. The Chayev is a raya that even in Issa Drabanon, you're not going to be over if you do something that's Kosher L'Shikcha. Reb Chaim Kanievsky makes such a deal from there. The Mishnah Halachas from Menashe Klein. Others also want to say, arrive from there, you're not over anything. Another raya Reb Chaim Kanievsky wants to bring is the fact that the poskim don't bring down all the things that are kosher l'shikcha. He doesn't bring them down. So, well, am I? If you're over Issa d'Oraisa, then, you know, for sure the poskim would bring them down. And another reason he wants to say is because it's something that it's not muchrach you're going to forget. Only it causes you to weaken your memory. And really, when you eat something that's kosher l'shikcha, you're not mechaven to do that. You want to eat it. You're doing it because you want to eat, not because you want to forget something. So therefore, he wants to say that's not doima to something where you don't chaza, where you're guaranteed not to remember something. He says, that's where you're over. But over here, you wouldn't be over. That's what he wants to suggest. The Maisa, Chaim Kanievsky, is one of the most popular, speaks about things like Kashmir Shikha. He has a whole, and he has a sefer called Siyah Chasada that's got a whole chelik in it for all things that are good for Zikaron and Kashmir Shikha. So he, in his Akhtama, he ends off and he says, for sure, one should be zoy lechatzchel mikol advarim from all these things. Shehari lekach monam chachamim sheyidu lizoy mehem. Because that, the chachamim, brought them down, the Gemaras and whoever else after that, brought them down, in order we should know that you should be careful from doing them. That's his maskon. That's the sad that you're not over anything. However, on the other hand, there are those... There's a Kuntras Yisrael's Tshuva, to the Marash Seifa, he says, since you do something that you may forget your learning, he says, Yitaka Oiva on the Pasuk of Yishamalacha Pentishkach. And they actually quote as well that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, it's not so famous, but it's I think it's skipped actually, the Halacha, in Siman Dalet, right at the beginning of Eruv Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, in Siman Dalet, Sif Yud Ches, he brings down all the things that one needs to wash the hands for. Having, you're taking a shower, a haircut, etc., cutting your nails, all the things that you need to wash your hands for. The next Sif, the Shulchan Aruch says, and someone who doesn't, someone who does one of these things and he doesn't wash his hands, in Talmud Chochum hu, Talmudai mishtakach. That's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Unless the Shulchan Aruch passes the halacha that Talmudai mishtakach in the case where one doesn't wash their hands, where you're supposed to wash your hands. So the Kuntra Seris Trum is saying that as well. You don't do that, you also yoiv on Nesa Dereisa. The Kutim Arich as well says, in Bentayu Eilin Nizim Midvarim Akash Meshikcha, if a Bentayu is in desire from things Akash Meshikcha, then Yoiva as well. The Pasuk Yisham Lecham Bentishkach. I saw brought down that Rav Moshe Feinstein told his Talmud that he heard from his father that the Aruch Shulchan told him that even though the things that are kosher shikcha are only skula de kazacha, even so, efshe that the nichlal and the issa of deraisa of hishamacham ben tishkach, and therefore don't be mezalzel. One should be careful. And there's quite a few other tshuvas for anyone to say that yitachem over issa deraisa. Now, some of you have this question, and that is, what exactly do you forget? What is this kashrut l'shikcha? So the truth is, I can't give you a clear answer because it is very unclear what it is. There's a few different places. One of the main places is brought in the Gemara. The Gemara in Heres Yud Gimel brings down 15 different things that are kashrut l'shikcha. And the Gemara himself, the Lashonis he brings down, is one place he says at the beginning, he starts with the Gemara, he says, Tanu Rabbanan, Chamisha Devarim Meshakchim Asalimut. And someone changed the gears to the Talmud. Five things, Meshakchim as a Talmud. And then later on in the Gemara, and then he quotes for the other, and later on in the Gemara he says, Asara Dvarim Koshim Lelimud. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Koshim Lelimud? Sha'isa Isa Nihe Kosha Lishmoya. Someone who does them, it'll be Kosha Lishmoya. So they ask what's that to do with Kosha Lishmoya. So they say that by Kosha Lishmoya means that Anidei the Shik will be Kosha Lishmoya. So you see already the Gemara has two different Lashonis there. Now, accordingly, the way the Gemara anyway is quoting it, is mashma that it's all about what you're going to forget. You're going to forget learning. But any milad alma, it doesn't look like you're going to forget. And the truth is, I haven't really seen anywhere that says anything different besides the fact that the Sefer Chassidim quoted before has got a very interesting hemshach. The Sefer Chassidim that asked about the achbar eating from the bread. So first when he told him, he said, there's no issa, because only if acha misu miliba, you've got to actually sit and remove them. But then he carries on, he says a very interesting thing. The Sefer Chassidim says, I read that as Lashon, and he says, v'ani roya she'ein cha oisuk b'teira. I see that you're a person who's not oisuk b'teira. V'ata ponoi, v'yisi yocha la'asuk, and I see you've got spare time, you could have been Oisig in Torah. V'chole yoyim ata bottle midi v'toyah, yop bottle midi v'toyah. V'hoylech ata im amei haaretz, you go with, you hang around with amei haaretz, lishmoyah devarim b'teilim. You go around with them to hear devarim b'teilim. So it says the Sefer Chassidim, mutaf hoylecha, shlo yisad izah midvarim b'shachim. It's better that you shouldn't be careful about the things that are kashra shikha. Kadei she yisad shecheach, devarim b'teilim sh'ata Oisig b'hem. In order that you should forget the Dvarim B'teilim, that you're Oisik in them. Now, how can you forget the Dvarim B'teilim if you're not eating this thing? He's telling him, eat this thing, because it is kosher Sheikh Havamani, you'll forget Yishdosim. So, before you should say Chassidim, that you can forget Yishdosim as well. So, L'choya, it's love, dafka, only Torah. The nafka minna will be, is, the nafka minna will come, we'll see, shayla is, who's it negeh to? That's second angle. Who is kosher shikha negeh to? Who has to be careful for kosher shikha? Women, men, children. So, the number of places in the bring down that women do not have to be careful with things like kosher shikha. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky adds on, he says, why not? Why tack on the so the reason is because they're not mitzvah with Talmud Torah. Because if you're mitzvah with Talmud Torah, you have to learn Torah. So therefore, you've got an issa, or you've got at least a zehirus to be careful. He says women are not mitzvah with Talmud Torah, so therefore they haven't got a problem to do things like kosher shikha. What about a morberes? So the Mishmer Shalom says, b'shem Knesset Gdoila, and based on Lechem Yehuda, he says that Ein lechol. He's talking about eating the leaf shabahim, which is also a kasher shikha. He says, Ein lechol nashim mu'boris uzacharim befat b'nei Torah. So he says clearly, nashim mu'boris shouldn't eat, but shah nashim mu'besulis oichleis, for other nashim mu'besulis, they can eat. However, there are achwainim that take a hold that women do have to be careful about things like kasher shikha. Reason being, because they are chayiv to know their mitzvahs. They're chayiv to know them. Their mitzvahs that takam chayiv to know. So therefore, if they do something that's kasher shikha, it's very possible they might forget the halachas that they have to know. I'll just add to that, an interesting thing is that based on that is the ma'isa. That is the there's a bi'alacha in Hilchos Birchas HaTorah. The Taka says that that's one of the reasons why women because they are mechayev to know their mitzvahs. The other question would be, what about ketanim? What about children? Are children do have to be makpid? So Reb Chaim Pelagi, he says, there's no kapeda by ketanim because they haven't learned anything yet. So if we don't have to worry about them, from what age? I guess from when they've learned something. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky says one should be makpid because these things that one does kasher shikha, it causes a teva of shikha. So therefore, from a young age, you already started a teva of shikha. Keep away from that. That's b'tuah k'doma to when it's negeh, who it's negeh to. Now the question is, what is actually kasher shikha? So to go through everything will be actually impossible in the time we have. But I'll at least try and go through a few that are quite popular ones, and a few that are also popular but aren't authentic. So we'll start with, first of all, one famous one that everyone knows, and or many people have heard of, but I've never found the makoy to it, and that is jumping out of a window. People say, jump out of a window, or climbing out of a window, it's kosher shikha. What are you supposed to do? If you do it, then you're supposed to climb back in, so you forget twice. But, I haven't found any mekoy to it. When I was in school, a rabbi used to say, Baba Maisus. I haven't found any mekoy for that. The next thing is, that some people say, is broken kalim, broken plates, dishes, or cracked. Some say that is kosher shikha. It's actually brought down in the Kaf Chaim. He quotes it as kosher shikha. However, Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote to me that it hasn't got a makoy ne'eman. So they decided whether you want to take it on. Another very famous one is eating the end of the challah, cutting off the end of the challah. So I'd say most of Welt know there's such a thing as kosher shikha. Whether we do it or not is a different question, but they say it's kosher shikha. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky wrote to me, Ein lo zeh makoy, there's no makoy to it. However, I have found that there's a tamim in Hogim. The tamim in Hogim brings down, getting a bit spooky, he says that every beginning, Kol Rishis, the Sitra Achra is Shoilot in it. So therefore, it's best to get rid of it, and therefore you cut off the ends in order to get rid of the Sitra Achra. Whether it's Ruachwa, so you should do it. So that's what the Talmud Hagen brings down. There's also a Minchas Yitzchak, which actually the Shaila was written to him, among some others, by Reb Asher's father, Reb Aaron Westheim, and he asked Minchas Yitzchak, he says, is there a Makoi to this? So Minchas Yitzchak tells me a very interesting thing. He said, I don't know of a Makoi. I haven't found a Makoi for it. However, he himself is Makpid on it. Reason being, because there's Yerushalmi in Trumas. Yerushalmi says the following Russian. Tzrichin lemeichesh lemai devriyasa choyshishin. Devriyasa choyshishin. In other words, one should be choyshish to something that people say that you shouldn't do it. There's such a thing to be choyshish for it. And he brings from Tshuvas HaRashba. Tshuvas HaRashba says that it's certain things that Noshim Zakenos Omois, things that the Alter Baba said, he says it's Toilon Horim Gedolim, it's things that are Toilon, you know, big mountains and Chas V'Shalom Tzvi Mezalzen in them, so it's Noshim the Rashba. So Maisi says there is a Makoi not to eat from the end of the bread, based on that Yerushalmi. Another famous one is, which is actually Mephorish in the Gemara, so can't really argue with this one. The Gemara then here says, Chamisha Devarim Meshachim Eselimud, and one of them is Haragil Bezeisim. Someone is Ragil Bezeisim. Now obviously you can ask, what is Ragil Bezeisim? We know what Zeisim are, the question is what the Ragil is. So this as well, I can't give you a clear answer on, because it is very unclear. Someone to suggest, Reb Chaim Kalevi wants to say, the Gemara says, Haragil B'Kavushi, I can't remember his Lashon is, it says something that someone's Rogil in 30 days. So once in 30 days, it's called Rogil. That's already called Rogil. Others, he brings another Gemara that's smashed by that, it's once in 40 days. Others want to say, twice is already called Ragil, three times already called Ragil. It's very unclear how many, what and when. However, what I have seen is that there's those who want to say that it's only Neger to raw Zeisim, or fresh Zeisim. But if they've been pickled, or they've been cooked, or anything like that, or salted, then there isn't a problem with it. That's someone to say, so that waters it down a bit. Another say, no. No difference, the Gemara says, Ragel b'zeisim, it means all types of zeisim. There's another famous one that people want to counteract it, because the Gemara says, the Gemara carries on and says, Chamisha devarim meshivin es ha-limud. There's five things that bring back the limud. And one of them is, Haragel b'shemen zayis, someone who has shemen zayis. So you have a great suggestion. What you do is, if you want to have your olives, dip them in the oil, in the olive oil, and then you've counteracted it. So this eight actually the Salmas Chaim brings down, and he says if you do it, Taki says that it's fine to do that way. On the other hand, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, Einoi nirele niestaiti. Why? He says because it's poshut that not everyone's the same. He says some people have a very good memory. And therefore, things that are good for Zikaron, you'll remember very well. And on the other hand, things that are mazik, it won't be mazik them so much. And who didn't forget? He says, someone who's got a very shrach memory, he says, therefore, if they do something that's kosher shikha, so they'll forget really well. And the memory, you know, might not be so brilliant, so they won't remember so well. So he says, if so, he wants to say that basically it's not like, you know, just cancel out one for one. That's the machlokes between Salmas Chaim and Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The next thing that's very well known, and it's actually brought down here in the Gemara carries on in the next part, and he says, Asar Devarim Koshim Lelimut. 10 things a kosher lilimud. One is Yeah, sorry, it's the Gemara. The Gemara before says, "Afameniach kelev tachas mershaysov." Someone puts his kelev tachas mershaysov. What does kelev mean? Yeah, so Rashi says it means malbushov. You put your clothes under your head. That is kosher shikha. So the Mishnah Berurah actually brings this down. Mishnah Berurah, the Siman Beis, Sif Katan Daled brings this Gemara down. And he adds on and he says, "Efshe miniach dava acha mafsik b'moishele because of enkapeda." If you put something in between your head and the clothes, then it's not kosher shikha. So very well accepted is that a lot of people, you put your pajamas under your pillow. So once there's a pillow in between, so it won't be such a problem of kosher shikha according to this. The other thing is, so Chaim Kanievsky says he wants to mechir from the Gemara in Yuma and Gemara in Brachos that even if something is mafsik as well, it's called menech mershaysov. It's called putting underneath you. So therefore, Chaim Kanievsky actually comes as he says, "Ein roi lahakel." It's not right to miracle. I think the menech ha'olam generally is that they do put mafsik between and they rely on that. What about someone else's clothes? So, the Salmos Chaim says it's not kosher shikha. However, Chaim Kanevsky adds, he says only if you haven't worn the clothes. If you borrow someone else's clothes, then only if you haven't worn them. If you worn them, it already becomes yours. A very popular thing would be if you want to rest, and you want to rest on your arm, so you've got your jacket or your shirts, whatever, your jumper. So is that a problem? So Chaim Kanievsky says, you don't have to be chayish because once you've still got your clothes on you, it's bottled to you. So therefore it's not included in the kosher shikha. The Magen Avraham in Siman Beis, Sif Katan Gimel, says, V'chein yizar melil v'ish shnei v'abushim yachad ki kosher shikha. One should not wear two things, one should not put on two things together because it's kosher shikha. Two pieces of clothing together because it's kosher shikha. So the most popular question asked is obviously, what about taking them off? So once again, Rav Chaim Kanievsky steps and he says, one doesn't have to be makpid. And Rav Shlomo Zalman as well, I've seen brought down, says, you only have to be makpid what's mefurash. The Gemara says, only two things. Only putting on, be malbish. Another typical example would be, which would be in a gaze, for example, when people want to put on galoshes or something like that, so you sometimes just, you leave them on, you don't want to start taking them off, so you take off your shoes with your galoshes on already. So, seen brought down, Rav Zalman, the Gras Had Tzvi, want to say that they're makel because obviously that's not called a malbush. Or Chashulchan says as well, even two shoes. If you want to put your two shoes on together, that's not a problem. There's another Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, which is Hilchos Netilas Yedaim. Yeah, it's a bottle. It's not a bottle to the shoe. It's a bottle. Yeah. The Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, you've got Yud Zayin, and brought in the Mishnah Berurah there, B'Sheva Tashpatz, brings a famous one again. Hamanagev Yodah B'Chaluk is someone who wipes the hand, dries the hand on the Chaluk. Now, this is a very, very big read. What exactly is You can ask about five different shaylas here. One is it dafka chalukai, or is it all your clothes? So the Aruch Shulchan says over there, he says, his lashon is, chalukai oy bebigdoy. So the Aruch Shulchan is learning any type of, any part of clothing. No, that's what it's used for. That's its purpose. It's not clothes. Now, is the kapeda, even the shayla here, is the kapeda, whether you're actually wearing it or stam, it's just hanging on the wall or something like that. Can you wipe your hands on it? So Chaim Kanievsky says that, he wants to say that the lashon of chalukai you find in the Gemara, in a few places where the Gemara quotes chalukai, and it means dafka when a person's actually wearing it. So it would mean that, and Rivers of Frank Griebenlatt as well, and say the same thing, that only when a person's wearing it, that's when there's a problem, but if it's anywhere else, then it won't be a problem. What about when you actually you've washed your hands and you've gone over to dry your dry hands, but your friend's standing next to you? Can you wipe on his begotten? So, someone's chaim wants to be dayek. He says, the lesson is, I'm an agav yodav b'chalukai, your chaluk, your, but not other people's. But, no, obviously talking with permission. the other side is it dafka when you wash your hands from sinus to daim? What about some you wash your hands after the bathroom anyway? Is it negay at all? It's not very clear. The master of Chol HaMachnayis he's mistapping about it. It's not clear what the halacha would be. Yeah, so the Gemara carries on, and the Gemara says, Asad dvarim kashim lelimud, and one of them is, Hoive ben shtei noshim, someone who walks between two women, Va'isha yveres ben shnei anoshim, and a woman who walks between two men. Obviously it means that she walks between two men, so it's kashim shikha for the men. So, this is brought down, it's also a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, the Gemara as well quotes it there. Once it's also sakana, it's brought down by many of the poskim this halacha about walking between two women. The first question to ask is it negeh to ketanim as well, or ketanos? So the Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings up the Chazon Ish. He was very makpid not to walk between two women, and between girls, he was mad because katana is not bechlal isha. So what is isha? What? What between? Yeah. Walking either way. You mean
against them, walking with them?
Oh, so we'll get to answer. So that is. So the question is when is it again? Where is it? It's like walking between them, sitting between them. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that. So first of all, the lashon is hoyve ben shtei noshim. So the pashto says it means that two women are standing here and you walk between them. Whereas if you're walking down the street this way and two women are just walking that way, so Chaim Kanievsky says it means there's no middle there. You're not walking between anyone. You're just passing each other. That's not called passing in between. It's only called emsa when one of them is kavur, one standing still, then that's when it's called passing between. Now, I did once ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, is one allowed to sit between your wife and daughter? A very typical would be, let's say a Shabbos table. Can you sit between Shabbos table? Reb Chaim wrote, Shaloi Leishiv, don't sit. Now, it could be the chayr is a svek svek, actually. It is a svek svek. Why? Because there's a base baruch. The base baruch declares two things. He says, first of all, he wants to declare, is it taka negeh to your family, like he said before? He's mistapak. He's not sure whether it's negeh to your family or not. That's number one. And his second chayr is that, is it dafka when you're standing or even if you're sitting? He's also not sure about that. So, if it's a svek sveika, so you have what to say with chamei. L'maisa, I'll tell you where it's very negeah. Some people don't know, so I'll tell you it's very negeah. Sometimes it's a geah, a chasna very often, it's very accepted, the chasna and kala walk in together into the women's side, and they walk between all the girls, whatever they're holding there, they walk straight between it, the chayra. Why isn't there a problem of kashra shikha there, right? Because they're standing still, and you're walking between, so if you say that it's not negeh to b'nei bayis, so it's therefore could be so you've got your wife on one side. Where's so we'll come to what the some of that too. So someone said this. So first of all, where is it? And so there's a woman standing there, and there's a woman standing all the way down there, so you can't walk in between. So the Ben Ish Chai says it's dafke for within dalet amas of each other. Within dalet amas of each other, it's called in between. So the question is are they talking to each other? So the Shulchan Chai, the Sefer called Shulchan Chai that says Mitzvah Svara, if they're sitting themselves, like nothing got to do with each other, so there's no shaykhahs, it's not called walking between two men, there's no shaykhahs, which have nothing to do with each other. The only chashash would be, maybe if they're actually speaking to each other, then one could clear. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky also says the same thing. His son Reb Shmuel once wrote to me that he heard it from his father, not from him. He said he heard it from Shmuel, but not from him, that Anachanami, if they've got nothing to do with each other, if they're no shaykh, they're just standing next to each other, no problem to walk between them. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down, he says, another eight says, he says, what you could do is, he says, you could take a stick, or he says, take a bit of tobacco in your hand. I think that the idea is to take, that's a lot, you should take a bit of tobacco. The idea is that you should hold something else, so it shouldn't be just you walking alone. He says, if there isn't another eight, what you could do is, if you haven't got anything with you, you can hold on to your payas. That's what Kankanevsky brings down. The Ben Ish Chai actually quotes on this thing about if the other eight would be two people walk together. A lot of people, they hold each other, but it's not necessary for that. It's the fact there's two people walking together, that's not called you walking yourself. One of the other famous ones is that Hameniach Sefer Pasuach. There is a Taz in Yodeh Siman Kufay and Zayin, I think it is, that says there that a person who leaves a Sefer open. So the Pashto says what everyone knows, you leave a Sefer open, it's a problem. The Taz actually quotes there, he says there's something called, a malach called a shade. It stands for Shema Dafin. And he says if a person leaves a Sefer open, a person will forget his limud through that. This din actually comes from, there's a Ran in Shabbos Daf Hei, the Ran Shabbos Daf Hei quotes that a person should be careful, anything, any sefer, lav dafka sefer, he says any tefillah, he speaks about even the tefillahs in the Bati Midrashim, he doesn't learn it especially as mitzad kashal shikha, that's mitzad kashal shikha, leaving something open. He says the reason is I was covered. Covered for the sefer, nothing should be left open. Whether it's a sid or anything, mitzad covered, it should not be left open, left uncovered. And he talks about all the tefillahs that are hanging around, the Brich Shmei and the Moidims. He says, L'chayra, that should be a problem. What I did want to suggest is the possible way of getting out of it is like this, is that, as we know, everyone knows that for Lecha Mishnah, yeah, we have to cover the challah. So the question is, can you cover the challah with a see-through cover? I think I'll see-through cover. Shem Zalman says, we know there's two reasons why you're supposed to cover the challah. One is because of the man, and one is because of the busha. So you can say, oh, look, it's got eyes, it can see through. So the Pshay says, even according to that reason, he says, the Pshay is, it, it's a, It's covered. It's called covered. It hasn't got eyes. It's considered covered. You're not mezalzel with it because you're covering it. So that would be the eitza for anything that are hanging up, especially things that are covered with glass. That would be an eitza to not mitzad the zelzel. The the. And that agav would be the gear as well, as I said, to leaving a siddur open or anything like that. And if one covers it, does one have to be mamash to cover it completely? L'cheira, as long as rave of it's covered, that would be good enough. You're showing you're not mezalzin in it, so that would be enough. That's the difference. I just said about that being mishtamash with the seifa. Whether you're using a safer like to hold a place or something. So I've heard before that someone say that if you're planning to use that safer, then you can do that. But if Stam, you're just using the safer to use as a place that someone will come and you're not going to use that safer afterwards, then you shouldn't do that. So you see time's running out. I'll just finish off with one interesting thing, very interesting thing that. It's actually something about that good for Zikaron. A very interesting shaila, which Reb Chaim Konievsky, as follows. He, so as I quoted before, Reb Chaim Konievsky has in his has a sefer called Sheikh Asad, and in it, he's got things that are that are good for Zikaron and things that are Kashle Sheikha. Now, if it's not quoted here, then it's probably not authentic Makoy. However, many years ago, when I was looking through it, someone quoted to me that there's a mefurish ator in Hilchas Shabbos and in Reish Sadi Tess. And the Torah tells us there that it's the end of Hilchas Matzis Shabbos, just before the Torah starts the Melachos. The Torah says the following lashon. The Torah says, "Yesh noegin loyma b'chol Matzis Shabbos." All the pesukim that Eliyahu Navi's mentioned in. Now, all the pesukim shemuska b'hem Eliyahu is not talking about the zmius of Eliyahu that people know about and v'chulei, etc. It's brought down in very, very few places. I know of one siddur that it's brought down in which the command don't have in Chutz Laaretz, a Vilna siddur, said a Vilna. All the pesukim, basically a collection of all the pesukim in Tanakh that put Eliyahu Navi's name in, that have Eliyahu's name. The Torah says, "Va'omrim shu toif l'shikha." Obviously, it means counteract shikha, good for zikaron. "V'yu drachov matzliach b'chol ha'shvua," and you will be matzliach the whole week. Why this isn't so popular, I don't know. But there are two brachas from the Torah that it's toif l'shikha and drachov matzliach b'chol ha'shvua, matzliach b'chol ha'shvua. Now, the interesting thing was, I did not see this brought down in a prime sefer. Now, it's a mefurish at all. Yeah, at all. He should quote it. So I asked Reb Chaim Konievsky why he didn't quote this. And his answer to me was, for those who thought he didn't have a sense of humor, he wrote, "Kenira shaloi amarti ha-pesukim." It appears that I didn't say the pesukim, so therefore I've forgotten.